My name is Steve Stevens, the best sports consultant money can buy. I make more money betting sports than anybody in the world. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. The game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, cause all I pick is winners. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks. Money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the VIP Sports Podcast. I'm Darren Otero, a.k.a. Steve Stevens, the Bookie Killer, a.k.a. Stimulus Steve, a.k.a. Santa Steve is coming to town.
I think Santa Steve is right here.
Somebody's receiving that $1,000. Guys, I want to thank everybody for your interaction and your hundreds and hundreds of comments, everybody entering the contest, and somebody is going to win that $1,000 that I'm going to give away here in a couple minutes.
Yeah, I sure hope somebody invests part of that money back into the company so they can make a hell of a lot more, and I hope they use it for their family or to buy themselves something nice.
Absolutely. Well, the fans are going to be a little bit shocked. One thing I will release, it is a woman that won the contest.
So, very nice. First time we've had a female winner.
That absolutely. Nice. So we got a lot of women followers out there. I'm excited that a woman is definitely the winner. And we got a great show. It's a Christmas edition. We're not going to be, you know, here too long today, but we always got to give you guys a nice little podcast, give you some of those golden nuggets. That way, when you're sitting on the house, on the couch, with your drunk-ass uncle over there telling you who he likes, don't listen to a fucking word he says. You're sitting at home with the family, smoking your marijuana, staying in the house, nothing else to do. It's the Christmas season, man. It's the best time of the year.
It is great to be around with family, especially this year. It's been such a weird year. You know, I don't think everyone's going to be able to have that extended family here, but to just be with your loved ones, knowing that you can spend some time with the close ones and stuff should be definitely a special time.
So they said marijuana sales are through the roof this Christmas.
Oh, it's been unbelievable. I mean, as we know, sports gambling is still alive, and the marijuana industry is absolutely booming.
If you guys go back to podcast number one, I talked about the legalization of marijuana. I talked about the legalization of sports betting. Fast forward a few years, it's everywhere. Maybe you guys should listen to what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
I sure listen. I can remember maybe it was podcast 50 or something when you put a hole through the door screaming at me because...
I probably didn't have any marijuana.
Yeah, well, I don't know what was going on that day, but we were just back in a little office over there, you screaming at me, and boy, we sure come a long way.
Yeah, we did. Anyway, guys, you want to get a hold of us, 877-220-6540. Go to the website, VIPSportsLasVegas.com. If you put your number in looking for a free pick between now and the end of the year, don't waste your time because I'm not calling you with shit. Free picks eat dicks at this point right now. So I do like to bring business in. I do like to have guys, you know, get their feet bent. But right now, from here to the end of the year with the bowl games and all that, you either spend money and get some real information or go talk to some of those Instagram guys in their underwear that'll guess a game, picking a game out of the hat or throwing darts for you. You know what I mean? I spend too much money, got way too many connections and well too respected to do anything free right now. However, you spend a little bit of dough and make a lot of dough.
Yep.
And that way your girl doesn't have to go out and be a hoe.
Right.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Anyway, guys, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at VIP Sports. If you don't want us to call you, you want to call us, can't get a hold of us, direct message is probably the best way to get a hold of me. We'll get back with you immediately.
And definitely in the next few days here with holiday time, definitely direct the messenger.
Absolutely. And if you're watching the podcast on YouTube, join the live chat for the first airing of each episode. Make sure you subscribe to our channel, like it, click the bell to receive notifications. We appreciate all your thumbs up. We always love reading your comments, plain and simple. Let's get right into a paparazzi. As I told you guys to enter the comment, Santa Steve is coming to town. I was going to give somebody $1,000 in cash, and I tell you what, guys, the winner of the $1,000 contest goes to Allie Campbell.
Congratulations.
Allie Campbell, one of our fine women followers. Congratulations to you, Allie. You are the $1,000 winner. Direct message me immediately to get your $1,000 in cash from your boy, Santa Steve.
There we go.
And I tell you what I'm going to do for a lot of those guys that entered the contest, because we had a lot of interaction. What do you say I give out about 10 blowout winter shirts and 3 sweatshirts?
Yes, 100%.
All right, guys. So I'll DM a couple of you guys out there, 10 T-shirts. I'll do 3 sweatshirts. That way you guys can be absolute blowout winners during the holidays. But again, congratulations to Allie Campbell. Guys, these contests are motherfucking real.
They are.
Ask the guy that won last week. The dude was basically crying. I can't believe it, Steve. I'm broke. I didn't have any money. So those are the type of guys that I like to see win.
Yep. And guys, just a tip for you. The more you guys interact on the social media, the live chat, put in comments, get more followers and stuff like that, the more generous stimulus Steve is going to be.
Yeah, I think in the beginning of the year, I'm going to do a $5,000 giveaway.
You know I love our fans, and you know I'm all for that.
And I might even do one where I might even do a $50,000 one for the entire NBA season.
That would be unbelievable.
So, like I said, guys, I don't know who's giving out money like I am. Fuck me giving out money. How much money am I making people right now, Paparazzi?
Correct. That's the more important part.
My God. Guys, let's get right into NBA. As you guys know, the NBA season is here. Shout out to the LA Lakers for letting the Clippers pound them from the back last night.
You think the Clippers made a statement?
Yes, they fucking did.
They did.
Kawhi ain't fucking around. No. He's doing whatever it takes to get the job done. Shout out also to the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow.
Who look like they're not fucking around this year either.
No, they can't. Durant came out in style last night.
Actually, Durant wasn't the number one.
Kyrie was.
Kyrie is the boss over there scoring all the points. But yes, the two together, dynamic duo. That's like steak and shrimp right there.
Yeah.
It's a five-star meal over there in Brooklyn. However, I see why James Harden wants to go over there. But I want to talk about little James Harden a little bit. Me and you were talking off the air. The dude's doing a little too much right now. He's doing some outrageous shit, and it actually makes me sick. Now, listen, he has represented Houston. He's gave them everything they got. He's played his ass off, but now he's acting like a little bitch. He's not getting the trade that he wants. And, James, let me let you understand one thing. You are nothing. You're a motherfucking player. You're not an owner. You're not a general manager. Since when did fucking players start dictating what the fuck they're going to do with the owner's team, Paparazzi?
You know, it started with LeBron, and LeBron is maybe a special case scenario, but I came up from the era with the Magic Johnsons, the Larry Birds, the Michael Jordans, the Isaiah Thomases, and these guys played, general managers managed, and owners owned. And LeBron has been kind of a special case where he's maybe had a little bit too much power, but now everybody thinks they can do it. And my hat's off to James Harden, as he really has given 110% to that franchise, and it just didn't work out. And maybe he is due to go to a different team, but nobody is bigger than the team.
Hold on. So does that mean that you go and throw fucking basketballs at your own teammates, go to the strip club with a mask off to violate the NBA rules just to try to get thrown off the motherfucking team?
No, 100%. And if I were the league and I was that team, I would fine him extremely high money, $1 million a game.
Nowhere.
Correct. I'd sit his ass on the sidelines, not trade him anywhere, and let him feel the pain. That's exactly what I would do instead of messing.
I don't know if I'd go that far and put him on the bench and let him feel the pain. What that would make the team feel the fucking pain, and that would be a letdown. What he needs to do is wake the fuck up, be a team player, realizing that you're not going to the Nets, not this year, because number one, they can't afford him. Number two, it would take a 2-3 team situation to make that work, and it's not working. So what you need to do is go get your fat ass in shape, stop smoking weed, stop going to the strip clubs, and earn them fucking hundreds of millions of dollars that the owner has fucking paid you, and do your motherfucking job, bitch.
Well, Russell
That's
Westbrook,
what the fuck you need to do.
Russell Westbrook came out and said he could not believe his eyes. Last year, this team catered around what days that they would have practices off, in what cities, to where James wanted to play. So if they went, for instance, to a city that James Harden loved to party in, they would get that day off in the city. And Russell said he was going out of his mind. So this team is bent over backwards for this guy.
I don't know if we told our fans
whatever,
but you know that where he was sneaking in trying to
train. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, Harden was over here next door to my office trying to train in Floyd's gym. The dude is completely out of shape. He's fucked up. Now, is he one of the best players in the NBA? Yeah, but get your fucking shit together, James. Go represent H-Town. Go represent Houston. By the way, shout out to the Prince family. J. Prince Sr., J. Prince Jr., Jazz Prince, Dre Prince, Baby J.
Happy
everybody
holidays.
Out there representing Houston. You know what
Happy
I mean?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to the Prince family out there. Anyway, Paparazzi, in other NBA news, Commissioner Adam Silver, by the way, a huge backer of sports betting, said he could see the NBA expanding more teams and cities. The question is, do you think the NBA will have a team in Las Vegas? The answer is absolutely.
Yeah. I think Adam Silver is a great commissioner. He really sees what the future is. He's in tune with everything. They even laxed off this year on marijuana testing for players. And I think he's with the times. I think he's a really good commissioner and what sports really needs.
Let's get right into it. Sports, news, and college basketball. Which is in full effect. Who's that brought to us by, Poppy?
Well, that's brought to us by our favorite friends over at BetUS, established in 1994. BetUS is America's favorite sportsbook, and they are ready to take your game to the next level. With more than 50 sports offered, along with horses, online slots, and a full casino with new promotions happening all the time. BetUS.com is a fully licensed sportsbook, providing the premier betting experience to millions of satisfied customers around the world. Sign up for a new account with BetUS today using our promotional code VIPS125, that's VIPS125, and get a 125% bonus. And if you act today, they will throw in an extra $25 free play just for signing up, so with your first deposit. So follow them on social media at BetUSOfficial and tell them Steve Stevens sent you. BetUS.com, America's favorite sportsbook.
Sounds like BetUS is stepping up a little bit. They're giving all sorts of extra bonuses and cash. I mean, goddamn, from what my clients say, they pay on time, they pay quick. If you're looking for a no-nonsense sportsbook, BetUS all day long.
I mean, when you're looking for a sportsbook, guys, you're looking for a couple of things. One, a place that pays you and pays you on time. And two, a place you can get your action in and that offers everything. And this is a sportsbook that offers everything.
Off the subject, I would label this under the shame on you section. In L.A., a person fully dressed up as the Grinch went door to door and stole packages off people's doorsteps. So first of all, I'd like to say to you, you're a scumbag and shame on you. The question that people are asking me is, they said, Steve, what would you do if I saw the Grinch trying to steal a package from my house?
Oh, fuck.
Well, first of all, I would take the Grinch, beat the living fuck out of him. I'd duct tape his hands and his feet. I'd throw him in my trunk for about, 8 hours, something like that, to where he would just stress out, have a nervous breakdown, anxiety attack. Then I would take him out of the trunk. I would proceed to bring him in my house. I would plug in a hot curling iron.
I was going to say, is there going to be a cattle prod involved? But okay,
I would plug in the curling iron. And I would shove it in his ass and film it and put it on YouTube to teach motherfuckers you don't touch what's not yours, you don't steal, and I would set a fucking very hard lesson to him as well as other motherfuckers. Keep your hands to yourself. And then, depending if I had a couple shots of whiskey or not, I would beat him up a little more and then let him go. I wouldn't turn him into the police or nothing like that. I'd go gangster on him. But depending on how many shots of whiskey, might even cut off his hand or a couple fingers.
Yeah.
And then I'd go throw him in the garbage can like six neighborhoods over from my house.
I could see us cutting out a clip right now and there being an internet-wide alert. Do not fuck with Steve Stevens' packages.
It's not just mine. Don't fuck with nobody's packages.
Oh,
man.
I agree.
It's Christmas time, man. We ain't got time for no thieving-ass, sorry-ass motherfuckers. It's bad enough that they just approved that $900 million in extra money,
yeah,
which means all the fraud's going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, out of that $900 million, $500 will be fraud.
Right.
Which means in Las Vegas, it's going to be fucked up again. You're going to have motherfuckers smoking blunts with their pit bulls sitting out in front of the fucking... We just got Vegas back to normal, and here we go with another $900 billion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it if the people that deserve the money get it, but there's so much fraud going on with that unemployment shit, it's just out of this world.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. So to end my story is the Grinch stole my package. Worst come to worst, after I beat him up, put a hot curling iron in his ass, I'd cut off one of his fingers, shove it up his ass, and then throw him in the garbage can.
I think he'd learn his lesson real quick.
If he didn't, he wouldn't be. he would have a good memory of Robin. That's for goddamn sure. Let's get right into a question. My boy Jay Prince was on the Joe Rogan podcast a few days ago. He talked about how he became part of Floyd Mayweather's management team. And... I never got a chance to watch the show, but I'm going to watch it. But I was around for that whole deal. That's actually how I met Jay Prince, was when he managed Floyd. And to this day, he's one of my great friends, one of the best and most loyal, man of his word type people I've ever met in my motherfucking life. But I will give you one little piece of information that I know. During the time when Floyd was up in his contract, he wanted a certain amount of money. okay? At the time, you know, Jay thought it was an outrageous amount of money. I think it was only something like 50 million.
So nothing
like
outrageous now.
Nothing outrageous now at all. And Jay said, I just couldn't justify it at the time. And he'll tell you to this day, one of the biggest mistakes he ever made in his life. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, during the times, the money didn't seem worth it. Looking back on the $1 billion that Floyd's made, times your 20%, yeah, that's a lot of money. But you ain't got to worry about the boss.
Yeah, because, Mr. Prince has done just fine with his other business.
Jay's got plenty of money in different areas. He's got his hands in a lot of different things. It's a guy that I look up to. He's an entrepreneur, takes care of his family. He's a God-fearing man. And I love that dude with all my heart. And like I said, if you guys ever get a chance, go check out Prince Island. You know what I mean? In Belize. If you're blessed enough to be able to go there, God bless you, because it is the shit. Shout out to Jay Prince and the family again. Canelo Alvarez said in a quote, Logan Paul and Jake Paul are disrespecting the sport of boxing and thinks it's just a money grab. You think?
Maybe.
I mean, first of all, what we need you to do, Canelo, is to start speaking English, because no one wants to listen to you in Spanish, number one. Number two, maybe you should learn to speak English, because you've been grabbing a lot of American motherfucking money over the last motherfucking 5 years as well.
Yeah. How about taking on a fighter that maybe actually can fight back?
Yeah. Logan Paul hit back saying Canelo got caught twice using steroids, which is literally disrespecting boxing, which is true. And Logan said Canelo is salty because he lost to Floyd. Logan said, me and my brother Jake are dedicating our lives to boxing and working out every day. Number one, the Paul brothers, your guys are a fucking joke. You're never going to be superstar boxers, and you can write that down and fucking circle it. I like your dedication to your craft, but instead of saying you're dedicated to boxing and being the best, just say you're dedicated to boxing training.
Yep.
Just like you're working out. Say, I like to work out. We've dedicated our training system to the boxing platform or the boxing blueprint, because you're never going to be fucking champions, and you're never going to be superstars. And talking shit to someone like Canelo, Canelo will beat the fuck out of both of you at the same time.
Yeah.
Just like Floyd will. So, you know, and once again, though,
the
I'm
marketing.
Not mad at you guys because here you are with all the top boxers putting your name in their mouth.
Yeah.
You guys are YouTube superstars, and for that, I'm on your dick. As far as convincing me or anybody that you're going to be boxing superstars, I got two nuts you can put right on your chin and cheer up, homeboy. Because you guys will do nothing in the boxing game, but you're stirring up controversy. And Canelo, wake up, amigo. This is a thing to grab cash. Comprende? That's what you do out here in America. You look for licks, and you hit them. And these motherfuckers are definitely hitting licks right now.
They are.
God bless them all. Anyway, let's get right into college basketball trends to know. Write this down, guys. Time for some Christmas golden nuggets. Baylor and Drake are a combined 12-0. Against the spread.
Any questions?
Yeah, any questions? Baylor and Drake up 12-0 against the spread. Toledo still holding strong at 8-2 against the spread. Liberty and Bryant are combined 14-2. Paparazzi, that's 24-30-6 record against the spread.
With those five,
you guys
teams.
Wouldn't mind being up 30 units, would you? Because not one motherfucker listening to this show is up 30 units. In the last 4, 5, 6 weeks.
Absolutely not.
Nobody.
Nobody.
So it is what it is, guys. Iowa is a top-ranked team, but keep in mind, Iowa is 7-0 to the over.
Very dangerous shooting basketball team. I was with you last night, and I told you, top basketball conference this year in college basketball, the Big Ten.
No doubt about it. And like I said, guys, it is what it is. You don't go betting with your heart. You don't go bet the team you went to college, and you want to lay off top 25 teams now. There's too much money to be made in these other divisions with other teams, and you don't necessarily always have to bet the side.
No.
You always look at the total.
Now, Liberty, last time I looked, and Bryant weren't top 25 teams, but they're 14-2 against the spread, and that's all you need to know.
Hello, is Toledo Baylor or Drake?
Well, Baylor's the number two team in the country. But
no, Drake, Toledo.
Drake and Toledo are not in the top 25.
My point. So what do you got, 125 team out of six there, Poppy?
Yeah.
Guys, I said it before and I'll say it again. Top 25 teams are not getting you the money.
Right.
There's too many other options out there. Call me. I tell you what, why don't I run a quick promotion out there so these guys can actually call me and make some money for Christmas.
Yeah, let them have a good chance to end this year making a bunch of money.
I tell you what I'm going to do, guys. I'm in a great mood. I want everybody to prosper this season. So I'm going to do a promotion for you guys right now that I'm only doing one motherfucking time. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to give you the rest of the year, the rest of 2020, of my owner selections.
Mm.
My owner selections that sell for $500 per game. I'm going to give you 8 days the rest of the year for $199.
Fucking Santa Steve is back.
It's a fucking thousands and thousands of dollars in value the rest of the year for $199. $500 players make fucking $3,000-$4,000. $1,000 players make fucking almost $10,000. I will pick you up a solid 7-8 units by the end of the year. Plain and fucking simple. Even these small guys that are betting $100 a game. You invested $200, pick up $800. Guys, I don't know where you're from or what you think. You can't 4x your money in any other investment. You can't even sell dope and make 4x your motherfucking money.
In this package, are they going to get the bowl games, NBA, college basketball, and the NFL, everything?
They're not getting my personal plays, but they'll get a little piece of it, of course.
Of all of the sports?
All the sports.
For $199.
$199. So, guys, once again, like I said, the rest of the year, owner selections, over a $4,000 value for $199. Call 877-220-6540 or DM me. And let me pay that Christmas bill or those Christmas credit cards that you racked the fuck up. It'll be the best $200 investment you've ever made in your life. And that you could take to the bank. Fair enough?
Guys, if you're just fans of the show, if you've never, ever invested in anything, I'm telling you right now as some free advice clause. That is the promotion you want to take care of. Because anything you just got taxed with spending on your girlfriend, your wife, the kids, he will go and pay for $200.
Who do you think more money spent on during Christmas? And I want the answer from you guys out there. Who do you think men spend more money on Christmas? Their wife or their mistress or their side piece they're fucking?
Oof.
You guys put a comment in.
Wow, that's a good one.
Who do you think the more money goes to, a guy's wife for Christmas or his mistress or side piece? I want to hear your comment.
That's a good one. Definitely put the comment in there.
But guys, like I said, take advantage of that promotion, like I said, and understand this. Santa Steve, at the end of the year, when I take my Christmas tree down and those Christmas lights down and I put my fucking Christmas hat back into the closet, it's back to grinding. There's no more special gifts and giving away free money and all that type of shit. 2021, if you want to fucking take over the sports betting game, you want to make a second income, you're going to need to fucking call me, spend some fucking money, invest some money, and I'll show you how to start 2021 off with a motherfucking bang.
Boom!
Real fucking simple. You know what I mean? Anyway, guys, let's move right into NFL Week 16. Who's that sponsored by, Papa Russell?
Well, that's brought to us by our friends over at Blue Chew. If you need a little boost of confidence to satisfy your girl in bed, get yourself set up with a Blue Chew Starter Pack today. It's the first chewable alternative with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, and you can take them anytime, day or night, so you'll be ready to go when your partner is in the mood to go down and get down. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, and you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. And today, Blue Chew is offering an exclusive deal for our fans. Go to BlueChew.com and use our promotional code, VIP, and get your first shipment absolutely free with no haggle or hassle. That's promo code VIP, and you'll only pay the $5 shipping fee. So up your swagger and be a baller in and out of bed with Blue Chew. That's blue like the color. BlueChew.com. Try it for free today.
I want to do a little bit of recap. Number one, I'm sure people heard me going on my rant about Carr and Mariota.
Oh, and what?
Did we not say the guy on the practice squad, Mariota, can play better than Carr? Yes or fucking no?
I think that's exactly what we said.
Okay, and if I proved exactly what I said when Mariota came in the game. The guy looked like a fucking beast. Derek Carr is a good quarterback. However, he needs to get the fuck out of our city and roll with Mariota for right now until we find somebody better. Not only did I basically predict the exact score and recommended betting the over in the Chargers-Raider game, but I said what would happen to Marcus Mariota. The result, Mariota played great. He earned an $825,000 bonus because of 60% snaps incentives in his contract. The guy was throwing like a fucking laser. He runs the fucking ball like a fucking superstar. And he's the type of quarterback that we need on our team right now to get the job done. I said it before. I'll say it again. Derek Carr is too emotional. He's too caught up in his emotions. And elite players do not get caught in their emotions. They lay back, they play the game, and they don't let nothing fuck with their mind. Now, you always got to have a heart. You always got to have that fucking anger, that will to win. But that's been a problem even with Brady, the kingpin this year. He's getting his head a little too much wrapped up in his emotions. Use your talent, play the game, don't let no one get in their head. And Mark Davis, I suggest you figure out a way to get out of that big-ass, stupid-ass fucking contract you signed with Carr and let Mariota do his thing because he played phenomenal.
All I could kept thinking...
Should have won the fucking game.
They should have. All I kept thinking the entire time was, what is John Gruden thinking? Because Mariota gave them a totally different dynamic with being able to
run
the ball.
They look like the Raiders.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, John Gruden's got to be saying, is this not more what my system would be thriving in? When I have a more mobile quarterback, it would open up my playbook.
100%.
These guys can go. And I'm just sitting there thinking, John Gruden saying to himself, boy, do I got an issue here, because I think my system works better with a quarterback like that rather than the stand-back passer like Carr is.
You've seen how many fucking touchdowns Carr's ran into the end zone himself. If that's Mariota, you can times that by two or three.
Yeah, it just opens up the playbook. He was so
and
much more mobile.
And those are the extra fucking touchdown or two per game that we need to be winning right now and have a fucking good team.
It's the difference between the Raiders being in the playoffs and now not going to be.
Let's go, Mariota. Go take his fucking job like you should have in the beginning of the fucking season.
Yeah, where was he?
He was right there. You remember hearing me talking? I thought he was going to possibly get the job.
Last week, on Wednesday, when we filmed the podcast, all we did was talk about Mariota. Instantly, Thursday, he was in the game. It was like Nostradamus.
Guys, this is my city, my town. I know what's going on. I know what the players are fucking doing. That's what makes me sick about a lot of people that go to these fake-ass guys on Instagram and think you're getting some inside information. The only inside information you're going to get from these guys is how much coke they snorted last night and how much the rent is on their apartment. Because they're broke as fuck, they don't bet themselves, and they don't know a motherfucking thing on how to make money sports betting. Plain and fucking simple.
Guys,
they don't know any players, they don't know any coaches, and they sure as fuck don't deal with the guys that make the line. They don't live out here in fucking Las Vegas, and if they do, they're not connected or well-respected or have any information. Now, I'm not hating on nobody, but there's a lot of fraud out there, and the fact that you guys out there fall for that shit just makes me fucking sick.
The guys who personal train Raiders away from the team are the same guys who work with him.
With me or live in my motherfucking neighborhood?
The guys who give him his vitamin infusions are his friends.
Same
out
guys
of there
who do all the
are
Raiders.
The same guys who go to the Raiders house two and three times a week, okay? These other fraudsters on the internet have none of that. These guys can't afford a personal trainer or an infusion guy. Trust me, this guy has connections that are so far above anybody else. And it's not bullshit, and I'm telling you that from the bottom of my heart.
Let's get right into business. The Rams were a 17-point favorite versus the Jets, and a 97.9% of moneyline bets at MGM were on the Rams. Well, it sounds to me like they got it rammed right up their motherfucking ass over there at the sportsbooks, because the Jets got it done, got their first win, and probably fucked themselves out of getting Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, what fucking morons.
Great move, guys. Great win out there. Stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah, you think...
Trevor's probably happy. I wouldn't want to go...
Well, they're saying that it might have cost Trevor Lawrence money. And you read back a couple of weeks ago when our Raiders played over there in the Jets, and Greg Williams, the defense coordinator, put on that all-out blitz where Derek Carr threw that last-second Hail Mary and beat them. Everybody's kind of questioning, why would he call that type of blitz? Maybe Greg Williams was smart enough to say, we don't need to win this game, guys. We need to lose this so we can set it up.
Hello.
And he did exactly that. It cost him his fucking job.
Yeah,
he got fired. Right. But now the Jets might have just cost themselves the maybe future Hall of Famer quarterback.
The Miami Dolphins are at a league best 11-3 against the spread this season.
Stunning.
Shout out to the Miami Dolphins out there getting it fucking done. Guys, if you haven't been betting on the Dolphins, shame on you, because 11-3 against the spread out of 14 games, they lead the league in covering the spread. Buffalo Bills are hot as a pistol. Shout out to my boy Mark D, the D. Gregorio family. My boy George Karakas out there in New York. Shout out to Vinny. Shout out to all the Buffalo Bill fans. You guys got an honest chance, and I've said that since the beginning. The Bills have covered six straight games.
This is America's new team. Fuck the Cowboys right now. Everywhere I go, I talk to people. They talk about our show and stuff. Everyone I talk to, they're all in love with Buffalo. This is America's team right now.
As you should be. Not to go off the subject, but Pittsburgh Steelers have lost their confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen. Did Juju dancing on the fucking center of the field have anything to do with them losing? Absolutely not. Did that fire the team up to have them go out there and play better than ever? No. I can honestly say their loss from 2 weeks ago mentally fucked them up. They planned on having an undefeated record. They got beat, and they came back and looked absolutely terrible, which for all you guys out there that think Pittsburgh is a lock or a sure thing to win the Super Bowl, I can tell you from my mouth to your ears, Pittsburgh Steelers do not win the Super Bowl.
No, they do not.
Plain and fucking simple. Let's get right into the Washington football team. Continues to cover games. Washington is now 9-5 against the spread, which is the second best against the spread record in football.
Yeah.
The Washington football team. Shout out to Alex Smith. I love him, even though he didn't get no money last week, sitting on the sideline. Is he coming back this week?
I'm not 100% sure. I know Washington sure as hell hoping he's coming back because Dwayne Haskins is a disaster.
Our NFL Shame on You segment. Speaking of the Washington football team, Alex Smith did not play last week, and Dwayne Haskins took his place. Washington lost, but that's not all. Photos have surfaced of Dwayne Haskins at the strip club on Sunday night and not wearing a mask.
This guy's a fucking idiot. He needs to be out of the league. He's not
it's
mature enough.
It's not a matter
enough.
Out of the league. Take your dirty pussy that you're eating and take your ass home. Don't be coming and spreading it to Washington football team, which is a team that's trying to get the job done. Guys, you make millions of dollars. You're doing your job right now, and your only fucking job is to play football, stay home, and get fucking paid.
No, but my problem with this guy is he was the starting quarterback for this team this season. Ron Rivera called him out. He didn't know the playbook for this team. So you got a guy who was drafted very high up. They gave him some money. He was the starting quarterback. Your head coach calls you out for not knowing the playbook and stuff. And instead of studying your fucking ass off, you start again last week. You lose.
He's studying that pussy at the strip club.
Right. Instead of that. So this kid is not mature enough. Fuck him. He's not taking it for real. And there's a lot of other kids who would love the chance to be where he's at.
Yeah,
I
do want to weigh in on the strip club scenario, though, okay? For all the guys that like the strip club and all that type of shit, one thing that you're not taking into consideration is these women have had their pussies on ice for months and months and months. There's more of a selection in the strip club right now of girls that you haven't seen before than ever before. So for guys that like going to the strip club and like to see a couple new pieces, there's new pieces in there all day long. So shout out to everyone going to the strip clubs. I love going to the strip clubs. Haven't been to them. It's not time for me to go to them right now. But for the people that are going, I'm sure the selection is phenomenal. And the girls out there that probably weren't breaking the rules before are probably now for a couple $100. So guys, get yours because I'm definitely going to get mine. You ever know? NFL games on Christmas Day, Saturday, and, of course, on Sunday. Big games this week, playoff implications, including the Rams at Seattle, Tennessee at Green Bay, and Philly and Indy at Pitt. So we got some good matchups.
You got Dallas at Philly and then Indy at Pitt.
Correct. Dallas at Philly, Indy at Pitt. Now, let's just go over these games real quick for my guys out there. Rams coming off a loss. Seattle not being the team that they were in the beginning of the season. At all. Who do I like? I don't know. I probably roll with Seattle on that one. Tennessee at Green Bay. These teams always match up good, depending what the line is on Green Bay. I do like Green Bay. However, Tennessee's a team that could give them a little problem. Not win the game, but cover the spread, so be careful there. Dallas at Philly. That'll probably be the most exciting game of two shit teams. Dallas is on a little mission right now.
They are.
They've been winning some games. Philly fucking sucks cock. Sorry, Skip. I love you. Your team is fucking terrible. But could Philly cover the spread against Dallas? Absolutely.
And they've been a different dimension team here with Jalen Hurts starting a quarterback, and he will start again this week.
And then the most exciting game, Indy at Pitt. Indy has some talent over there. Indy can easily win the game. Pittsburgh's head's all fucked up right now. You seen Tomlinson, the head coach. Lips were white. Didn't know what to say. He looks confused himself. So when the leader's a little confused,
yeah.
When Roethlisberger is a little confused, You might want to be careful. I don't know if that's a team that you want to bet right off the bat. Moving on, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts is getting the start again this week against Dallas. Carson Wentz said if this continues into next season, he has no desire to remain in Philly as a backup quarterback. Well, guess what? You should get used to having a desire to being a backup quarterback, because I don't see any team out there that wants you as a starting quarterback. Motherfucker, you are good. But even when a team is bad, an all-star quarterback can always shine and give you wins and give you certain plays when you least expect them. You're telling me that Carson Wentz has stepped up on this team and done his fucking job?
I think Doug Peterson's a horrible coach.
I don't give a fuck about the coach. Doug Peterson isn't the one over there playing quarterback.
Nah, I don't think it's a good team.
Has he done anything spectacular on his own, yes or no?
No.
Okay, good. So get used to taking your money and playing backup quarterback. You're not an elite quarterback. I thought you were 2 years ago. I thought you were going to go down as one of the best. I thought you were like an up-and-coming superstar. And yes, you're a great quarterback. Are you an elite quarterback? No. Should you be running your mouth saying you have no desire to sit in Philly as a quarterback? No. But as long as you're getting paid, shut the fuck up.
My prediction is Carson Wentz lands possibly in Detroit next year. Matthew Stafford will be out of Detroit next year. Mark that down. Put a circle and a star with it.
Yeah, I hear you, but now you're using my line.
I have to. You've taught me.
NFL preview, guys. Let's get right into it. Sunday, you got Colts at Pittsburgh. The line, Pittsburgh, +1.5 at home.
Whew.
I don't know. You better take advantage of that $199 promotion.
I know you're going to have a plan.
We'll get your investment back on that one game alone. Total 44.5. Now, listen close, guys. Steelers shit the bed on Monday night, losing outright to the Bengals. But listen to the trend. Pittsburgh has failed to cover the spread in four straight games. Pittsburgh 6-1 to the under in its last 7 games. So is a smart sports bettor going to bet Pittsburgh due to cover? Or do you bet the under that they're 6-1?
I just call 877-220-6540 and make it easy for myself.
Motherfucking right, Shorty. Anyway, let's move into college football bowl season, which I'm very excited about. Who's that brought to us by, Poppy?
Well, there's a new kid on the block in the world of sports betting media, TouchdownNews.com. It's an innovative online hub for the latest stats, game previews, and player gossip from both the NFL and college football. Touchdown News is popping with headlines, injury reports, scores, odds, videos, and much, much more. You'll get your daily fix of on news from on and off the field and feel more prepared when placing your football bets this weekend. Be sure to check out Touchdown News on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and get involved with this new home for all things football. Fair enough?
Fair fuck enough, man. I want to do a recap. I hate to keep patting myself on the back, but I recall me saying word for word, Trevor Lawrence is the best player in college football and worth a lot more than 10-point spread. Did I say that or not?
Literally quote for quote.
Result, Clemson beat the fuck out of Notre Dame 34-10. I sat there and told you guys literally exactly what was going to happen. I told you guys there's no reason in the world to be scared of a 10-point extra spread. And sure enough, they beat the fuck.
And no offense to your little Irish over there, but yeah. But I don't think your Irish should have gotten the playoff as a top four team. Yes, did they beat Clemson this year? They did, but that was without Trevor Lawrence.
Listen, now, since you're hating on Notre Dame, I'm going to have to back them up a little bit. They beat themselves more than Clemson beat them in that particular game. The score was 34-10. That could have been a lot closer game. If they didn't do a lot of fucked up situations.
And if Grandma had balls, she could be Grandpa too. But
yeah, I'm sure she could. But like you said, hey, my money was on Clemson. I got paid. Yes. I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying the game could have been a lot closer. Notre Dame still would have lost the game. But 10 points, I mean, come on.
But you think Notre Dame deserves to be in the playoffs?
Yeah, I like Notre Dame.
You like Notre Dame?
Yeah, when you have a 10-1 record, what, are you supposed to sit at home?
Are they going to have any prayer against Alabama?
Not no.
There we go.
Thursday, yeah. New Mexico Bowl, Hawaii versus Houston. The line, Hawaii is +11.5, total 59.5. Now, here's the trend, guys. Hawaii is just 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 games. Hawaii is 4-1 to the under in its last 5 games. Houston has only played 7 games and covered just 3 times. So neither one of them are good covering the spread.
No.
Okay, but you see the trend there to the total to the under. Saturday, First Responder Bowl. Louisiana Raging Cajuns versus UTSA. Raging Cajuns minus 14, the total 57.5. Here's a trend, guys. Raging Cajuns have covered three of their last four games and 7-2 to the under in its last nine games.
And they're a good football game. Very good football team, I'll tell you that.
Good team covering against the spread, 70% to the under.
Yep.
The Lending Tree Bowl, Western Kentucky versus Georgia State, the line. Western Kentucky is plus 3.5, total 51.5. Here's the trend, guys. Georgia State has hit the over six times this year against very high over-under point totals in those games. What that means is you see a high total on that game, don't be scared. They cover it a lot.
And a lot of these bowls, guys, are shootouts. It's the last game of the season, and these coaches open up the playbook and aren't scared to run up the scores.
Now, the FBC Mortgage Cure Bowl, what's FBC stand? Fucking bitch cunt?
Well, maybe. I like that.
The fucking bitch cunt.
Let's see if
mortgage,
the sponsors go with it.
Cure Bowl. Liberty versus number 12, Coastal Carolina, which has paid us a lot. Shout out to Coastal Carolina. You made me six figures this year on getting the job done. Coastal is minus 7 with a total of 59. Guys, write this down and circle it. Coastal is 9-2 against the spread.
And this game was supposed to be played a couple of weeks ago. Liberty had some COVID positives, so they had to cancel. Coastal Carolina quickly rescheduled BYU, and Coastal Carolina gave BYU its only loss of the season. BYU put a pounding on Central Florida last night. This should be a very interesting matchup this game.
Yeah, and you know, I want to give a shout out to my boy Jack the Track, who actually caught COVID.
Yeah,
he's at home getting better. He feels good now. You know, he's getting better, but he used to stay home throughout the quarantine. Want to give a shout out to Cruz Swayze for working so hard during the holiday over here at the office, making sure that, you know, when you had a little free time, you didn't go to the gym. You came here and busted your ass. For that, I truly appreciate it. For Stu, my guy out there, just killing it during the Christmas holiday, putting in 6 to 8 hours every single day. First one here to leave, last one to leave, a military man. Thanks for grinding. Thanks to my other 14 guys that have just been kicking ass, taking names. Thank you to you, Paparazzi, for everything you've done filling in with the podcast. You've done a phenomenal job. Thank you to my girl, Veronica Garcia, who is my secretary, accountant, girl that has my back, has my best interest. Guys, no matter what company that you run, you've got to have your accountant and secretary have your back. She's like my family. I appreciate everything you've done. To the VIP Sports crew, you guys have murdered it this year. We had a COVID year. We were off for 4 months. We came back strong and still the number one sports consultant company in the motherfucking world, hands down. Men lie, women lie, results don't, guys. Anyway, it's Christmas holiday, guys. I want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas from my family to yours. I want you to be safe. I want you to be with loved ones. Smoke all the marijuana you can. Stay at the house. Eat some good food. Make sure your friends and family are around. You know, if you don't have a bunch of money to give your kids what they want, give them your love, because at the end of the day, love is everything. Christmas is all about giving. It's not about receiving. You can always make something from nothing. And if you don't believe me, ask my mom, because she did it for several years. And me and my brother were happy every single Christmas. When I look back, did I get a lot of stuff? Did I get expensive stuff? No. But the love that she gave me made me happy every year. And for that, Mom, I love you. Dad, RIP, I miss you. I miss you more than anything in this world. I love you. You know, I'll see you when I get there, hopefully not for a long time. But to everybody out there, all of our followers, all of our listeners, all of our clients, everybody that reps VIP Sports, on behalf of VIP Sports and myself and my family, we love you. I want you to have a Merry Christmas, stay blessed, and get ready to tear them up next year. Make sure you take advantage of that $199 promotion, owner selections for the rest of the year. And more importantly, guys, have a Merry Christmas. And shout out to Allie Campbell, who won that $1,000 in cash. We love you. Merry Christmas. Catch a hoe and another hoe. Merry Christmas. We love you.
It's Steve Stevens. I bust your bookie head open. Split it to the white meat. I ain't joking. Me and Dirt Bomb in the ghost float. Straight OG like that Kush I be smoking. It's way too potent for rookies to come hit it. A little white girl around, I might sniff it. Popping bub in the club, so twisted. My pops keeps telling me to go get it. So I'm at the sports book, betting big on the Clippers. I'm talking about five figures, I need a few shots of liquor. Might need another zipper if the bomb play me. Fuck around and put a half a meal on Tom Brady. When it comes to betting sports, Steve Stevens a beast. Need a certified winner called VIP Sports. Got too many felonies to ride around with my Glock. So sure to keep it since I got shot in Vegas like pirates.